Ash and JB, they're the host, talking real, they're not like most. Podcasting fun with a side of wit, get ready. Cause you won't wanna quit. They bring the laughs, they bring the noise. Sharing stories of their crazy joys. From deep discussions to silly tales, the Real Talkin' Podcast never fails. Grab your headphones, get ready to groove. Ash and JD will make your mood improve. Banter that's witty and oh so sly. Their chemistry's electric, you can't deny.
Happy New Year, everyone, and welcome to the first 2025 episode of The Real Talking Podcast with your hosts of feeling much better this week, Ash, and always golden, JD.
Ginger golden.
Well, I wasn't going all that. You know, if you want to be a bit racist and crap on, mate, I'll fucking walk out now, kid. No, at least I'm fucking like, not one of these dickheads. Like, I'm strawberry blonde or like, auburn. Like, My hair's not proper ginger.
No.
Compared to normal.
You do embrace the gingerness, though, don't you?
Yeah, you know, we're a dying breed. Yeah. So, you know, the last I checked the stats, which is not as often as some people might think, but about 3% of the population of the world.
That's it. There's not a few of you left.
No, and that's why I married a ginger, so I can help
keep the bloodline going.
Yeah, keep it going strong. You know,
hail ginger.
Yeah. No concentration camps going on here. Well, I remember seeing it years ago. I'm guessing it's still a thing, but there was one in like Moseley, and then it's always going on in Ireland. But like National Ginger Day and Ginger Fest and whatever. So you just, it'd just be weird, wouldn't it? Just,
like it's some lotion, sun lotion in
that. I don't think it's in hot weather, to be honest. You know, otherwise, if it was a hot day, it would be, definitely. It'd be like P. Diddy, but instead of baby oil, it's just some green. And just umbrellas to try and hide in the shade and stuff, wouldn't it? But I'm sure there was one in Moseley a couple of years ago, because did Skulls go to me? Our mate, who's ginger as well.
I'm not too sure.
I feel like Skulls he went to me, and then I was probably fucking working or something. That's why I didn't
go. Would you want to go to a ginger fest?
Probably not now, because I don't like being in crowds of people. But yeah, I think at the time, or years ago, I would have done just for the crack, innit? Just say, like,
if you were ginger, what hair colour would you want?
I mean, I suppose I'd just say brown, because my hair is relatively dark, and it's, you know.
I was expecting to go blonde.
Nah.
I'd like to be really blonde.
Well, you could just bleach it though, couldn't you?
No, I have thought about it, but I thought I'm 35. I don't need to.
Yeah, but,
I want it
to
go grey more than anything, man. I can't wait to go grey.
Well, you got a couple though, ain't you?
Couple, yeah.
I mean, I've got plenty myself. Still loads in my beard as well, though. I get the tweezers and pull them out on the tosh.
Because
it's a lot sometimes.
Yeah,
because it cracks me up.
Well, you're a man.
I know I'm a man.
But are you a real man though? Embrace the grey.
Obviously, I'm a real man. I don't come out with no fucking bullshit. We ain't gonna get on to it. Fucking, we can't keep mentioning Sam Smith. Not that we've mentioned him for a long time.
Nah, we're over him, I think.
Well,
until he does something fucking shit again.
Yeah, I did see a TikTok the other day, and it's celebrities before and after signing a deal with the devil. So basically, like when they've fucking become that popular that they go off the rails.
Yeah.
And the one of Sam Smith is just unrecognizable. Mm. It was ridiculous. So, you know, not that I'm that way, but I can appreciate a good looking man. And he was all right looking beforehand, and then he just went off the rails, didn't he? Yeah. And it was just, like, we ain't asked about him going, like, getting overweight, but just, you know, he was just horrendous. Like, you know, the pig suit. And
his music was better.
Sam Smith music, yeah. I couldn't even tell you what his fucking music is these days, he's still doing anything.
Would you? So what I'm going to say is, would you go to a Sam Smith concert now if he only done the old songs, but he acted the way he acts now on stage?
No. If he if let's just say, you know, 20 years, he's doing a look, an old school tour.
Butlin's Weekender.
Well, no, I was giving him a bit more respect than that. But yeah, if it was a Butlin's Weekender and he's back to normal, you know, he's not fucking being over the top and he's dressing normal, acting normal, not being a fucking weirdo, then yeah, I'd fucking happily do it. But yeah, nah, if he's fucking prancing around and being a fucking spaz, then no chance. I couldn't do it.
Right.
Like, even like trying to enjoy the songs and the singing, I wouldn't be able to like get over what I'm seeing.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't even be able to sit there and have my eyes closed.
Singing angry at the same time.
Yeah.
Well, won't you stay with me?
Prick. And he'd be like, prick.
That's like.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, not a chance at the moment. Because as I say, even with my eyes closed, I'd be able to feel him acting like
feel
a cunt.
The fucking weirdness.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're very PC so far in 2025, as you can all see. While we're on to music, though, I think I said it last week on the pod, but I don't know if I did know. But when I said about Jamie T and jumping in the car, Jamie T was on the radio.
Yeah.
So I listened to the album.
I can't remember if that was on the pod or off the pod.
Well, I know I definitely said it, but basically, jumped in the car, radio on, had Jamie T on, and so I ended up listening to his first album while driving. Mm. That was on Boxing Day. And then the other night, finished Graft, and there was no new podcast or anything that I was going to listen to. So I was like, well, I'll bang on some old music again. So I whacked on Kanye West, College Dropout. In the shower.
Big album.
Fucking jamming.
I done the same thing. Akon, Freedom. Mm. So it was his second album.
Beautiful.
You know?
Yeah.
Honestly. And I was like, fucking hell. Fucking tunes.
I know. I think I'm going to spend the next couple of weeks just doing that, going back to old albums.
Yeah,
just listen to them again. Because you just love it. Because it brings back memories of, like, you know, what was going on when that song was out and stuff. And you just think, shit, this was a banger.
I always, obviously, I always go back to the Kanye West ones and everything. My Dark Twisted Fantasy and everything.
Yeah.
But an Eminem album, when you hear an Eminem song, I'm like, she just put an album on.
Mm.
And when you listen to his, I'm the same, just like,
you just get back into it. Yeah. Well, there was loads of them because I did used to really, really be into music. But it's mainly just the country music these days.
Here's a question, because we don't obviously, well, I don't anyway, and I don't think you do. We don't pay to, obviously, someone's doing a concert, we don't take much notice of it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we went to a few Kanye West and the Jay-Z one.
Yeah.
If you was to go and see someone, who would it be that you haven't seen, so not Kanye West again? Let's do a top three.
We're in about five. I think top of the list would be Ed Sheeran. I know you're not his biggest fan.
No, I like him. I do.
I've watched a lot of his concerts, like, as he's done them live, but like, then it's recorded and then posted on YouTube and that. And considering he does it all on his own, like, there is a couple of songs he'll get like backing singers or other people playing instruments, but with the majority when it's just him, guitar, and he's just fucking with the loop pedal now, it's fucking mad just to watch. And obviously the talent of you.
So he's number one?
I'd say so. Just, I suppose that's kind of cheating a little bit because I have watched, you know, as I said, like the Multiply tour and stuff. So I already know what to expect.
Yeah, but it's different in person, no?
Yeah. But yeah, I'd say him as number one. You know, see, there's not many new ones that I listen to be fair.
Well, right, let's make it a top two. Let's just make it easier for yourself. Can I give you my second person? Like, my number two, Post Malone.
See, I was just thinking that because he's gone on to the country scene and
I like this
some
stuff.
Of his older stuff was good stuff as well.
All right, and now do you want me to give me, I'll give you my number one, or do you want to give me your number
one? Well,
number
you two? Say your one.
Morgan Wallen. Yeah. Last night we
I really do struggle with keeping up with the names of the, all these different artists and that now. Mm-hmm. Even the other day, I don't know what song was on the radio, but my dad was like, I really like this song. Who sings it, son? Like, I don't know. Like, especially when the radio says the name and that.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't be asked to walk over to the radio to read it or wait for it to scroll across. I was like, I don't know. I really don't know. What's his name now? Fucking Tennessee Whiskey Geezer.
Chris Stapleton.
Stapleton. Because I have seen him again on like James Corden, and he was on Bert Kreischer's podcast, and look, they're just sitting there and he starts singing and Bert starts crying and stuff. So I think that'd be a nice one to see as well.
You know, like obviously he's country artists that obviously from America and they come here to do
America.
America, fuck yeah. You know how much like tickets are? It's fucking expensive. It's like £100 a ticket.
I know.
But obviously because the demand's there now.
Because there's a lot of venues doing, they're calling it Country Fest, where essentially it's just, they're playing all the country songs, but it's just a generic band doing all of them. And even them tickets are ridiculous. So I'm not seeing the actual artists, so why are you charging so much?
You know the last artist I went to see live? Frankie fucking Valli.
Frankie Valli.
Yeah, in person. So not obviously when I watched Jersey Boys in the West End, but Frankie Valli in person. He was dead. He looked like he was a puppy on the streets.
Yeah.
But like when he's so fucking tiny as well, and he's like singing, he'd be like fucking those notes. I'm like,
how? But I don't think how long ago was this?
Oh, mate. About 2 years ago? 2 years ago, maybe?
So all the TikToks that are floating around of him lately.
He was fucking dead then, so.
Yeah.
He does say, like, you can see, though, because obviously he walks and he talks as well at some point.
Mm.
I don't know, obviously, that maybe there is a bit where they can cut the mic on and off like that, but...
Yeah, it doesn't seem like he's actually doing anything. He just seems soulless.
But
it's like Weekend at Bernie's.
At one point, he sang, and then he said something as he was singing, so you could see that it was him that done that now, the whole now. But, so there's a top two off the cuff, random.
Well, I mean, to be fair, I'd happily go and see Kanye again if he was doing like a tour of the old classics.
You know what? I don't think you're ready. I don't think you're ready for Kanye West. No. Have you seen any? Have you seen he done that one in China?
I've not seen anything of him, to be honest.
Yeah, look. He does it in arenas now, doesn't he? Where he'd be on a football pitch and he has the whole like pitch, so to speak.
Yeah.
And as soon as that ding, ding, I was just like, dude, nah. I was like, hey, I don't think you remember it.
I think that's the main thing that puts me off these days, though, because when we've done it before, the standing up and that's just too much. I'd have to be getting seats.
You'd have to get the right seats because you're too far in. It would be great, like, to. You know, some have like the golden VIP zone where if we had money,
let's
do something like that. I think that's why I don't do it. I think it's like the £100 to stand up to get there early, to not lose. You can't go full piece.
Nah.
Fuck that.
It is too much. We're too old for that kind of thing now.
Mm.
You know, 35, it's hard. It is hard. So that was a good question that was asked. Thanks for sending it in at the live person talking, but you can always send your questions in via email realtalkingpod@gmail.com, on the hotline 07478 the links are in the description.
Is that the second time you forgot it, or was that the first time?
Might be the third time. First time of 2025.
Well, that's true, yeah.
It might be the third time overall. The number will be in the description anyway. And then, again, I still haven't even been on Twitter to check for any DMs on there, if there is any. But otherwise, @AshAndJD. Send in the questions and that.
We love them all. We still haven't had none yet. That's a good thing.
It is, because we don't want to see that. We don't want to see any of them.
No tit picks.
No.
or dick pics?
Definitely don't want none of them. But if I do get a
dick pic before you get
it. If I do get in it, I'll send them straight to you as well. I think I'd have to lock name and shame if someone was sending a dick pic. Well, I don't know. If it was comical, then no. But if they were being aggressive with it, or fucking what do you think of these lads? I'd have to, post a screenshot
so if
or something.
It's funny, but like if that's
if there was like a little Santa hat on the end or something, then like you're like, ha, yeah. But if it was like fucking, you know, they're literally like stroking it and fucking trying to come or something, or what do you reckon? I'd have to just fucking air it out and just be like, nah, this dirty bastard, fuck off.
We don't want that.
No, we definitely don't. But yeah, I am surprised we don't get any filth like that, to be fair. I mean, we do get James emailing all the time.
Well, he ain't talking filth, mate. He's talking facts. What's he said this week?
Well, I'll get it up. Let's get it out of the way at some point, we're not.
Mate, he's loyal every week.
He fucking loves it. He's
he does love it.
Oh, he definitely does.
And you love him, mate, don't you?
Well, I love all of our fans. You know,
that's a right answer there, Jack.
Yeah. So yeah, he's gone, lads, United are about to lose 5 games in a row this Sunday. Absolutely shows.
And I think we can all agree that is going to happen. He is right.
Yeah. I'd love for all of us to be wrong and United get the win, but just really can't see it happening.
No.
You know, we're not a footballing podcast and we don't want to talk about United too much, but it's just too much shit going on all the time.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that Mark Goldbridge though on my TikTok feed all week. Fucking, if he's not moaning about fucking something, it's fucking something else. He's been fucking, he's had a busy week moaning, he has.
Well, yeah. And that's why he's...
I suppose over the Christmas period, I should say, not just this week, but yeah.
Yeah, because like, for United fans, the players on the pitch have ruined our Christmas.
Yeah.
Not fucking one win, not one goal. It's just been shit. So, yeah.
I have seen, like, some funny stuff about, like, what McDoman going to Man U does to you, and it's like that Amram with a bald head.
I think he'll go grey first off, but...
Gary Neville said it, and I looked, and he was fucking right. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's last team is better than this team. And I looked at it, and it's a better two. Well, Ronaldo, Sancho, Rashford,
yeah,
Bruno, McTominay, Matic, Luke Shaw, Wan-Bissaka, Maguire, I think it was Lindelof, and De Gea in goal.
Yeah, well, the goalkeeper, we definitely can't argue that Anana's a better fucking first choice, because he's not. He's absolutely shocking. But again, you know, because half those players are still at the club. And they're the ones that fucking down tools for Ali. The down tools for fucking Ten Hag. And they just haven't been able to get the Reds into it and think, because there's been no new manager bounce. The 2 wins and a draw under Ruud as the temporary manager until Amorim come in. And they just don't want it.
Nah.
You know, it's annoying, because the amount of other teams out there that the players are on 10 times less than what these lads are earning, and they can pass a simple ball 5 yards and fucking, you know, they'll concede a goal, but they're still fighting. You know, Arsenal, Brentford the other day, Brentford 1-0 up, and they're fucking going for it. Then Arsenal come back, and even at 3-1 down, Brentford are still trying.
Yeah.
You know, they're trying to fucking get another goal back and that. But, you know, as soon as they concede to most of the United players, they're just fucking heads down. Ready to sulk, and we don't need that. You know, even Mazraoui's starting to get fucking affected by it, I think, when he's been one of the best signings for United of the season.
I think it's like with any workspace, and that negativity creeps through eventually to anyone, even if you try not to.
And it is, it's just fucking annoying. You know, Rashford apparently has turned down 3 bids so far to move away from the club, and now he doesn't want to leave. Yet he did the interview the other week. So just fucking go.
Yeah.
Casemiro needs to go. I'm still sick of people moaning about Rasmus Højlund. Like, he's not a good enough striker, and this and that. He's not getting the fucking chances. Like, if you put him into, well, when Man City are playing well with Rodri in the team, put him in place of Haaland, he's going to get the goals as well. Well, put him in any other team that creates chances, he's going to get goals. I do like that. It was a scapegoat the other day.
Yeah, I do like that. This is your kind of like therapy for Man U.
Well, again, that's why I listen to Mark Goldbridge every day.
Yeah,
it just helps. But I can't, not because, again, it's my dad's fault. I had no choice growing up. I had to be a United fan or don't follow football. I grew up right by the Blues ground, Birmingham City Football Club.
Zulu.
So I could have been, or should have been a Blues fan, but no, it was, you got to fucking support my team. And then when he comes out with stuff these days, or starts conversation, he can't have the conversation two ways then. Mm. And then because he's listening to fucking Talk Sport and fucking Short Sport News and that as well, listening to the shit pundits of fucking Jamie O'Hara and that, that are getting scripts and all negativity constantly. Frank's, like, my dad's passing that on to me then. I'm like, no, because are you actually watching the game or are you just listening to them dickheads? And then they're on there fucking winding up the fans. Again, I've watched the
Why don't you call up to Talk Sport one day?
Because they wouldn't they wouldn't want to listen to him, mate. Because I'd tell them all to shut the fuck up.
Tell them you run a semi-successful podcast, mate.
Well, yeah, soon to be fully successful, hopefully.
We're not a footballing podcast.
We're not a footballing pod, no. Just, you know, we just have enough just for to talk about football-wise. But yeah, I'd just tell them all. Like, I'd be like, Jamie, you're a shithead because, you know, you want Man City to fucking win and you'll wear a Man City T-shirt when you're a fucking Spurs fan, ex-Spurs player, fucking dickhead. I was going to say something else offensive then, but we've got to be a bit more PC. Started off a little bit controversial again. And we don't want to be as bad as last week. Fucking hell. If we was cancelable, we definitely would have done last week.
What happened last week?
We said some fucking bad things. Not bad, bad lot, but fucking... we just slagged off a lot of people. And
did we?
Yeah, we wasn't PC at all.
To be fair, I was a bit so.
Yeah, but I said how women can't cope without us.
Yeah, don't get me involved in that.
So, yeah, there was a few things that could have got fucking Peter and fucking feminists onto us and stuff. So we won't get, we'll try not to be as open-minded.
Yeah.
And open mouthed.
That's it.
Better than open legs. Legs. But yeah, I'd just, you know, they're already sitting down, but I'd just sit them down and just say, no, you're not taking a piss out of me. Clip me up. Put me on your TikTok and your YouTube fucking clips and that. But you ain't fucking mugging me off. You know, there was some other United fan on there the other day, and I don't know who this fat cunt was, to be fair, but he's sitting there and he's saying how United were basically like worse than a League One team. And Eddie Howe just got the tactics right. Yeah, he got the tactics right. And his players play for him and the fucking batch. You know, all these fucking United players not wanting to play, just turn up for the fucking sake of it. And then, yeah, that's why they fucking got beat. And so this fucking fans rang up and he starts crying on there. I was like, I can't fucking have this. It does my head in. All these fucking fans saying it's fucking terrible and I'm going to start supporting another club. Well, fuck off, support another club then. Because there's enough teams, like, you know, you can't always be at the top. I fucking had the worst of it sport-wise because I grew up through the Fergie era. And now it's my time to fucking grin and bear through the fucking bad times. Liverpool fans have been through it. Yeah. Man City are going back through it again now. They're only fucking successful because of the all money and that. So if you want to stop supporting your club because they're playing shit at the moment, fuck off then. Like, and this is what I'd be saying to them on fucking TalkSport. And I would get kicked off straight away because I can't hold my tongue with the swearing.
Yeah, I was going to say, you wouldn't get through, mate. They'd cut you off, yeah.
I'd be shouting at the fucking, the receptionist just answering. And
the funniest thing I've ever heard of TalkSport, you know when that geezer pretends to be off right? He's like, can you get your mum? And he's like, yeah, one sec. And he's like, hello?
Yeah. But they do it on purpose to wind up. That's why I don't listen to them no more. You know, I did go for a period of, a good 12 months listening to it every morning because I do like listening to Alan Brazil and Ali McCoy's, but it's just the rest of them.
What's with the static though? Why does he sound like it's stuck in the 80s?
It's because of the frequency that it's on, isn't it?
Yeah, but why?
I don't know.
Do you get what I'm saying? Why?
I don't know how them radio waves work, to be fair.
It, When you see the clips online, it's perfect. When you hear because it sounds so distorted. Like, what is going on?
Yeah, it's just because of the old-fashioned signal. Yeah. You know, well, at least if you...
Well, wouldn't it make sense to update that then? Like, change frequency?
Yeah, I mean, not all cars have got digital enabled aerials up there. So, DAB.
Yeah, but, you know, you could still change it. So, what's it? It's an AM, isn't it, frequency?
Yeah.
So, just put it on FM as well?
I don't know why they never did that.
That's what I'm saying. I'll just have it on more than one frequency. So, I have an AM, an FM, and then, obviously, a DAB, which they will have, what they have got. But even still, I think I've got on mine, it still comes out through fucking...
But, again, because it's mainly older people that listen to these bollocks, I think it's more for the nostalgic feel of it to hear that fucking shitness.
You have to turn it really up just to hear the words.
Yeah, and then
above the fucking, is it white noise? Call it.
Again, because that's part of the reason why I can't listen to it, because that fucks up with my tinnitus then as well. Huh? But I think it's just stuff like that. Right. It keeps the nostalgic feel for the older generation that they grew up listening to that fucking horrible noise. And I don't know, it makes them feel comfortable maybe. Consoles them after a shit weekend of results.
But I can see what it's doing to you emotionally.
Only when we're talking about it. This is why I'm glad we're not a footballing podcast. So,
should we swiftly move on? Let's cheer you up, mate.
Well, you got someone that's going to give me a blowjob.
Well, hopefully someone sends you a dick pic. Or a dick pic. Because if someone sent you a dick pic, you would fucking love it. Not love to, but you would be like, fuck you now.
Nah. I know a couple of lads that I'd send it to, and they'd appreciate it. But now, as I say, if it was a fucking funny one, I'd be like, yeah, fair enough, that's a laugh. But nah, I can just imagine it's just going to be something fucking... Like, they're literally like, squeezing the life out of you. It's turning purple. But fuck that. No chance of any of but yeah, we will move on. So I've not stopped working. You're back into work now.
Yeah.
But with the couple of days off, did you manage to enjoy, well, once you was feeling better again, did you manage to enjoy a bit of relaxation, a bit of downtime?
Yeah, I did actually.
Yeah, did really you nice. Watch any good movies or anything?
I watched Squid Games.
I still haven't even watched season one. So
number one was I didn't like number two.
I
don't want to spoil it, but I
I can't say I'm going to be jumping on to watch it anytime soon. Anyway, look, I did watch Beetlejuice 2 the other day.
Oh, okay. How was that?
Well, obviously the writer of the script is a solid fan of the podcast. Okay. The amount of times I said real talk, real talking and stuff that we say a lot in the scripts. So it was nice to see that.
Bit of fan.
Yeah, I should have got the writer's name. But you know who you are. Shout out. Yeah. Fucking, you know, respect. But honestly, like, the amount of times, like, real talk. Michael Keaton just turning, looking at the camera as well as if he's Deadpool. That's real talk.
Get him on.
What, yeah. Michael Keaton?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm Batman. Okay. Arguably the best Batman.
Lego Batman.
And then we watched fucking, what was the name of the film now? I should have wrote it down. Anyone But You. So the male, leading male actor, he's been in loads of things now. He's just been in Twister. I'm struggling to think of other things that he's been in now.
I know who you want about, the main character from Twister, though.
Yeah, so he's the main one in that. And then Sydney Sweeney is the lead female actress.
And she's a singer.
No.
I thought she was. I don't know. I'm not a youth. I'm not down with the kids.
Sabrina Carpenter, is that who you're thinking of? The singer?
Oh, fuck knows, mate.
I'm guessing so, because that's the only other similar name that I can think of. Well, we did mention her. Well, I mentioned her many episodes ago, because... It's all I was seeing on my feed at one point was fucking Sydney Sweeney, this and that. And, like, you know, she was just like another blonde woman with big tits. That's all I fucking thought at the time. But now I fucking get it. I watch this film and, like, you're seeing her, you're like, fucking hell, I get it, mate. Like, she's got them eyes that you can just look into and fucking fall in love with and that. Hopefully the missus doesn't listen to this episode. Not that she listens to any of them anyway. But I was watching it, I was like, I'm glad I fucking put this on. Put it on because it's a rom-com. Oh, mate. Fucking, it's a romantic comedy film, and look, because he's been in a couple of things now. He was some Hitman film recently as well, weren't he? Was it The Hitman that he was in?
I have no idea.
Again, it was a good film that I'm fucking thinking of. But yeah, put it on more so for her, because fucking we was just watching a couple of films on a one day. And yeah, I was like, fucking hell, I'll get it.
I tell you what movie I did watch, and Y2K, you know I mentioned it before, but that movie,
I scrolled past it while I was looking for films the other day. Was it good then?
It starts off all right. Don't watch it, mate.
Okay, don't waste my time.
It's not funny. The first opening things, it feels like that fucking, you know, that American Pie air and everything like that, but then it just gets fucking weird.
It's a shame.
Yeah.
But yeah, I got it. Yeah. So, yeah, you know, it was nice to see her in a bikini every now and again as well. But, you know, it was just the face. I wasn't concentrating on the body too much. But as I say, the smile, the eyes and that. So
you get it now.
I fucking got it. Right. So, yeah, put it on. And I can say it loudly because your other half isn't here.
Yeah.
Anyone but you, look out for it. Put it on. Just say, Jay said it's a good film. We want to watch you. And maybe next week you'll be saying, Jay, I'll get it. So we shall move on to the correspondence now anyway. We can't just keep talking about our fucking fancy other actresses. Even though, you know, it was nice. But we have got the old fucking feature of... And firstly, we've got Alan Weave. People doing balloon releases. Want to one of your lost loved one, plant a tree or flowers. Gender reveal, bake a cake, buying a cartoon balloon for your kids, tight to the wrists. Sick of seeing dead balloons all over the place.
Right.
So I'm liking that people are putting a bit more information into why they're pissed off about something. And obviously, Alan's got too many balloons around by his.
It is annoying, though, when you see, like, a balloon trapped in a tree, and you are,
it's like a number three or something, because it's from someone's fucking birthday party. Like,
that's there forever now, until you fucking... Well, not forever, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, until the last of the helium finally, like, evaporates from outside of its enclosure, the balloon, and then it finally falls down, but then they're not biodegradable, and then some of them might go onto a power line and cause a fucking explosion or something.
Too many balloons now.
Yeah, it is. I've been to one before, a balloon release for a lost one. I won't go into too many details, but yeah, even with that, I thought it's a bit fucking pointless, isn't it? Because the dead person doesn't know about it, unless the afterlife is real. And even then, like, would you be asked? Like, if you could see down on, scenario, passed on.
Yeah, but it's more of like a metaphor of them sending them up to you.
In the story. You'd appreciate it then?
No, I'm playing devil's advocate, yeah. I'm just saying, said loved one would be looking down like, those balloons are for me, a gift.
No, I think it's shot.
Right,
Alan, I'm in your fucking corner.
I'm not
there,
saying, mate. I'm against Alan, I get what he's saying. I was just, you know, context, mate.
Yeah, but that gesture, I wouldn't be asked about it.
Right.
To be fair, I wouldn't be asked about flowers on my fucking gravestone and that as well.
There we go.
I'll just keep it clean.
Yeah.
Don't let it go mouldy.
That's it.
Don't let no fucking little emo kids shag on him, mate. Love on the You'd headstone. Nah, because I wouldn't be able to be involved, would I?
Yeah, but you like, we can bring you back to life, mate.
Give them a fucking story to tell. But yeah, Alan, fucking get it, lad. Get it.
Right.
Yeah, we've already said Jamesy. Now we've got Jess Weave. When people act all high and mighty just because they work more than 40 hours, some of us want to enjoy life.
Right.
And
the people that work them hours, you know they work those hours. If someone does 70 hours a week, 70 hours a week, fucking 20 hours overtime. Don't do the overtime then, mate.
Yeah, if you're going to moan about it,
don't do it.
I moan about how many hours I do because I'm not happy about it. I want to do less hours. I want to have a weekend off. I mean, even tomorrow, working tomorrow, which is today for all you lovely listeners, if you listen as it gets released. Yeah, I don't want to work weekends. I don't want to work Fridays.
I don't want to work Mondays, mate.
No. But, you know, we need money. We have to earn money to survive. And, yeah, if I can just do 30 to 40 hours a week, happy days. But, I ain't going to brag about it or fucking, like, shove it in someone's face that I'm doing all these fucking hours. Because I don't want to. Don't want to do it.
Yeah. No, I agree.
So, next time someone's fucking saying it to you, Jess, just say, pop down, I don't care. Do the motion, put your finger on the lips as they're talking, moan about it.
Shh.
Like, wind your neck in, kid.
Yeah.
We don't want to fucking know. If you're not happy, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Moan about it on the inside, not on the outside.
That's it.
Because we don't want to know. We don't care. So, well, obviously, Jess don't care. Well, I'm not saying we don't care about your message, but we don't care about people moaning. Yeah. That's their fucking problems. And then we got Joe's fucking one. Oh. Now, this one has got a lot of fucking background story to it as well.
Here we go.
Adults in public / shared spaces who don't clean up after themselves. Unfortunately, I live with an office mate in shared accommodation. And she's in her early 30s. She sheds hair. Now, we all shed hair. So it's not just this office mate. Let's just, you know, get that out there. So sheds hair and just leaves it on the floor, getting littered with her hair, cooks things in the kitchen, doesn't wipe the surfaces, spills something, all that jazz, hair in the shower, really fucking pissed off about her hair everywhere, really.
I can imagine she must be shedding a lot of hair then for it to be noticed, but everywhere, or is he just...
No, because when it's long hair, it seems like there's more hair around. Right. Oh no, I've got this problem. There's two of us with long hair in my house, ginger hair as well. That's the thing, I can't blame it on the missus' hair not being in the drain, because it is most likely mine as well. Not that I'm balding or anything. Leaves hair in the shower drain. Took me several times reminding her and putting a sign in the bathroom to hopefully maintain a clean shared bathroom.
Well, I do agree with if you obviously share accommodation kind of thing, so if you're cooking, you just got to clean up after yourself, because it's just unfair. No one wants to walk into a dirty kitchen, stuff,
not
especially
even just
their mess.
Shared though, if you're living on your own, just clean up as you go along.
Because
the first,
so if you've got a dishwasher, just wash it down from the dishwasher.
Not everyone's got a luxury like us.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but if you got a dishwasher, put it in the fucking dishwasher. Yeah. I have this at home with my missus. Because I've got the system, if the door's open, it means there's room for stuff to put in.
Right.
And then it can be turned on. The door shuts, it's either on a cycle, which it here it's on, or it's being cleaned. So it means it can get emptied.
Right.
But most of the time, the door would be fucking ajar, and the missus are still put fucking plate and shit on the side.
What is she doing, mate?
She's fucking just asking for a slap, fucking mate. That's what she's doing. Because initially, I thought, when I was reading that out, I was thinking of, you know, when you go to McDonald's and you eat you get your tray, your fucking scran, your fucking Big Mac and a milkshake and some fries. So when I'm done, I'll fucking take the tray to the bin area, like you're supposed to, put your fucking, because you got all your recycling sections and stuff now. So I'll fucking dip it all up, I'll fucking put it in and that. Tray goes on top of the bin, then walk out. So I thought she was alluding to that at first, because most people will just leave it on the table. And it's annoying because their attitude, well, it's not my job to do it. They're getting paid to do it. But if you walk in and all the tables have got fucking trays and that on, and that one person on the floor hasn't got enough to fucking, then you're going to fucking moan then, ain't you? So it's not hard. Just, use a bit of common sense, a bit of manners and that. You just clean up after yourself.
I do think, though, it is, if obviously you can clean up after yourself
as you're going along, so to speak.
So as you're doing it, fill the sink up, washing up liquid, and
then
cook, wash, finish off, wash whatever remaining, drain. There we go.
That's it.
Job's good. And it's not hard.
No.
But it is. I can imagine that when you walk in and it's just fucking shit everywhere and it's not yours. You would, after a bad day, mate.
Yeah.
Fucking
long day in the office and that. You're just going to be fucking pissed off. Yeah.
Then you go and have a shower and there's fucking hair everywhere.
Yeah.
All over.
Because even that, when I have my shower, now admittedly, it's not every time, but when I get out, if I notice there is a lot of hair, then I'll turn the shower back on, give the bath a rinse, and then when it's all accumulated at the plug hole, I'll take it out, and then not everyone will do this, but I'll put the fucking the loose hair then into the toilet and flush the toilet. Now, I know a lot of people, and by that, I mean the missus, don't fucking do that. She'll leave the fucking pile on the edge of the bath. Jay, even though she's got the little fucking bin in the bathroom.
Jay, what do you see in her, mate? Right on the side. Fucking hell, son.
Look, it's just a shame that you can't beat these bitches these days. There's a lot of times.
But honestly.
Honestly, myself, I've said to her in the past, you're lucky things are different these days because you get a fucking slap for that. She fucking knows it as well. Knows how to fuck all the rules. Yeah, she'll leave it on the side. I'm like, just push it down the toilet. You can't do that. You can, because it helps with the filtration system at the other end. But she doesn't want to do it. I'm like, well, if you're not going to do it, put it in the fucking, in your little bin then.
In the bin.
Well, even with fucking, like, you finished the toilet paper and you got the cardboard centre. But I've gone into the bathroom. She's not as bad now, but I've gone into the bathroom a couple of years ago and it'd be like, because I'll make a point. Like, if I'm not the one that's finished it, I'm not fucking, right. Like, so if she's finished it, she shouldn't be fucking leaving it in the bathroom.
I don't think you use Pelly like that, mate.
Mate. Honestly, I took that six down at once, and I was like, you fucking planning on doing some art attack shit with all these or something? You know, the way Neil Buchanan used to like glue them together and make a little fucking cardboard man or something. So, and she was like, no, look, they've got to go in the bin now. I was like, so why are they all in the fucking bathroom?
Yeah. Because
it's fucking annoying. So, yeah. And then, you know, I'd take mine down, and I'd make a point that I've got it in my hand. And put it in, because I've got the two bins as well, so it's even easier. Put it in the recycling bin, kid. Fucking
no, you've.
I shouldn't have been so pissed off today. No,
nah, this is. I can feel it.
The therapy. Can I just say, Jody's
never hit his wife. Wasn't say girlfriend, and you've never hit your wife. Just want to put that out there.
I haven't. As I said, she's fucking deserved it a few times, but I've never fucking done it. Because I'll joke about it. Often with her as well. Like, I'll give you a fucking slap in a minute, girl. And the amount of times, not that we're out often, like, but the amount of times when I've said it while in the pub and you get people around looking as if to say, fucking hell, what's going on there?
But there's a thing you can do now when you go to the bar, you can ask for a certain girl's name and it's basically code to say you're in trouble.
Yeah, there's some hand gesture or something as well.
There's a hand gesture, but like apparently if you go to bars or pubs, the bar staff is supposed to be briefed up that if you go, I think it's asked for, I'm looking for my mate Jessica.
I was just about to say, I'm sure it's not Jessica.
So,
is Jessica working today? Something like that, So
you're at the pub and then someone's like, do you want to ask for, are you looking for Jessica?
Yeah.
Do you want Mrs. then?
But we did have someone say something, I don't know what they said now, but like poked up on it. Yeah. And the missus was, like, she's turned around, she's gone, he's only joking. Because if he went to hit me, I'd fucking hit him back.
Yeah.
And then if she did hit me, she would know about it. She'd be fucking waking up in a hospital bed.
That's it. We're not going to make it to next week, are we? We're going to get shut down.
No, we're never going to get shut down. I mean, after these confessions, that are not our confessions, by the way, but after the confessions, some other people might have something else to say.
Yeah. Or maybe these are ours, you never know.
Ooh. But then there wouldn't be a nominus if there weren't.
Well, that's it. You just never know, though. Okay.
Yeah, so there was one that we
forgot
to do last week. So you just got a little fucking bonus this week because there's an extra one. Well, there's fucking three overall. But let's get into it. Oh, Jesus. Now the phone wants to start playing.
Fucking hell.
fucking technology.
Oh, yeah.
Probably because I've clicked on the wrong fucking app, isn't it?
YouTube rather than YouTube Music.
I clicked on a YouTube Studio instead of YouTube Music. YouTube
Studio.
I know, yeah.
There
you go. Because, you know, we are on YouTube as well. The audio podcast gets uploaded every week as well. But it's harder with YouTube because if you're not paying for premium, you have to leave your phone or
device
open. Whereas, like myself, because I pay for the premium, I can have my phone locked and still listen to me.
Yeah.
So it makes it a lot easier.
Right.
So, Father Ash.
Father Jamie.
Let's get on to these confessions.
This music. Right. Confession one. I sometimes like to take the skin from my ball bag, stretch it far enough so I can use it to plug up my butthole and fart in, and then fart it out. Right, now, I've never played with the skin on my... Wait there, my father. What do you think about that, Jamie?
It's fucking weird.
Have you ever tried stretching your ball bag?
No, because I know...
That's like a fetish. That must be...
Yeah, like, how saggy are your balls already?
I was going to say that. Like, it's the skin from his ball bag.
Yeah. But like, how low did he already hang that he's got enough to be able to stretch to his arsehole? Like, because they're not right next to
him. And then, like, how does he stay in there to find out? You've got to be in a certain... You must have to be in a certain leg up or squat position for it that to work. Because you couldn't just keep in there.
No, and...
So he must... When he needs that sensation to fart, quickly pull in there.
Yeah, and... Like, because again, if you're lifting up your leg or something to try and, like, stretch it, in, how are you holding the fart in when you moving around so much?
Well,
it's
Father Jeremy, it's weird, there is a lot of fetishes out there, and this seems to be one that I do not want to take.
Again, if he's doing that with his ball sack, what's he doing with his knob?
Well,
where's he sticking that?
Well, what should he do? Father Jeremy, what should it to cleanse his sins?
Well, I feel like he's going to regret it in later on in life because, you know, not that mine have gone too much, but I've noticed the sag more as I've got older.
The hanging low?
Not like massively low, but, you know, I do notice a difference.
Right.
And, yeah, he's going to be like touching his ankles when he's of age, I feel like, at the moment now. Because if you keep stretching all like that, he's going to do fucking... Like, hold him in his belly button next when he can. And then just fucking start doing sit ups or something. Fucking, it's just, nah. Look, we'll all have a little bit of a scratch and that. And fucking, you'll know what I'm saying. Like, you sort of pinch the end of it and roll it a little bit. Just the skin on the ball bag. So it's not that you're playing with, but instead of scratching with your nails, you'll just essentially pinch the skin.
So if you can't need to say, you can't roll it.
Yeah, so you roll the skin.
Instead of scratching.
So again, but that's not playing with your balls. That's just fucking itching, soothing an itch. Put it in your arsehole.
Nothing goes in my arsehole, but you said you're open to that.
Mate, you
know what I mean?
I swear you're a secret, Peggy. I'm just struggling to see how he's doing it. Like, is he fucking spitting on the ball bag so he pushes into his arsehole as well then? Because doing it dry, that's just not right, is he?
I mean, it seems like a bit far-fetched to me. He might be someone taking the mickey out of us.
I mean, he's taking a piece out of himself, really, with openly admitting stuff like that. It is anonymous. What's the fucking trend at the moment? We listen, we don't judge.
Yeah, no, there's never
judged him a lot.
No, but it's like, it's for the content though, and it, like, personally, we don't care. Like, it doesn't affect you, mate.
Yeah, as long as he doesn't send any pictures of you.
You want pictures of
it? Nah.
I think when you say we don't, normally when we say we don't, it means we do. So you don't want tit pics?
No, I don't want tit pics, no. I'm struggling to just understand how we can do it, and that it's just, So again, no, don't fucking do a video and send it in or anything, because that's, I don't want to see. It's not wrong.
So how should he cleanse from his sin?
Get a fucking hobby.
Right.
okay. Start playing Football Manager or something. Like, you've got too much time on your hands if you like using your hands to shove your ballsack.
I love how we went from just say to how Mary's to proper how right. Confession to I do literally nothing at work for 7 months now and nobody has noticed. My day is pretty boring. I get to work, I open my PC and I stare at my screen for 8 hours straight. Most days I have absolutely nothing to do, and the days there's some work, it takes at most a couple of hours of my time. I work in an open space, but nobody has noticed. So I guess I'm really good at seeming busy. My bosses respect me and even thank me for my work. I don't know how long I will be able to keep going, but I'm going to exploit the situation the best I can. Right. I've heard about someone doing this in Spain. They got paid for 7 years. They didn't even go in the office. And so
I didn't know that was in Spain. I know what story you're on about. Though,
I'm sure it was in Spain. It was like a water company in Spain. The person didn't even turn in for 7 years and got another job. I was getting paid for 7 years and getting emails to say thanks for all your work and everything. So I would just say, ride this out for as long as possible. I mean, 7 months and no one has noticed. I mean, unless someone above you comes in like a new director.
Yeah.
Then just maybe do a little bit more. But if you're getting thanked for your work, I mean, just hold out. And I mean, if it's on email, you've always got that to say. I've been thanked for my work. So I would just... Mate,
yeah, just make the most of it, and I mean, just bear in mind though, because if you're gonna want to go for a promotion or something, you might need to put in a little bit of extra work then.
Yeah, but think about it though. If they're getting thanked for the work they're doing, they're not doing anything. If they push promotion and do a couple of hours a day, they're gonna see him fucking
like a real good work.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be able to do it.
So, in an open space, is that I'm guessing?
So it's just an open office.
Yeah. So like, it's
like you're not in a little cubicle. Yeah. You can see all the people's screens and stuff. Because
I was gonna say with that, then you could probably bash Football Manager if you wanted to. You know what I mean? On the side.
Yeah, it wasn't the same one that's playing with the ball sector.
Yeah,
it was a different person. Yeah.
That is confession too, by the way. Yeah.
But
just
enjoy it while you can.
Enjoy it. Exactly.
Yeah, because you never know how long it's going to last. Just make sure you know what to do for if you do have to start doing some work.
I think he seems, he might be a she. This person seems capable because my bosses respect me and even thank me for my work. Right. Yeah.
Just make the most of it.
Right.
Get too greedy with it, though. Don't fucking.
Now, I think got greedy. Go big.
Now, because they can't start smashing out solitaire and stuff on the full screen.
I don't know, mate. You've got an email saying, boss is thanking you for your work. You can do a bit there. Right. Confession 3. Well, it's a long one.
Oh, that struggles with reading.
It's not that. Sometimes, when it's a long one, the screen goes dark.
That's because of the settings.
Also, side note, you know what I've always been meaning to do since I've had this new car? Set the side mirror. When I'm parallel parking, the one side, I've got to fucking do it. And then I never do it.
So is yours not an electronic?
I can do it. I can do it on the bottom next to me. But I fucking never do it. I complain about it and I never do it anyway.
Fucking first world problems.
Right. I work in a small... Confession 3. This is a different person, by the way. Not the same office. Could be, though.
You never know.
Let's see how this story goes. I work in a small office and last month I was really struggling financially. I didn't want to ask anyone for help because I was embarrassed. One day I saw a delicious looking lunch in the fridge that didn't have my name on it. Why not? I told myself just this once and then I did it again and again. It became this terrible cycle every day. I rationalized it with thoughts like maybe they won't notice or... They just think they forgot their lunch. It felt like victimless crime at first, But then I overheard one of my co-workers, let's call him Mark. His name was Mark.
Mm.
Complaining about how his meals kept disappearing. He said he was spending extra money to replace them and he was upsetting him. I felt awful. I realised I wasn't just taking food. I was creating stress for someone who didn't serve it. Mark is one of the nicest people in the office. Last week, I stopped taking the lunches and started bringing my own. But the girl is eating me alive. I don't know if I should confess to him. I just tried to make it look quietly by treating him in some way. I regret what I did, but I feel like saying something would only make him feel worse. How do I make this right?
Well, firstly, you've come to the right place.
The only place to come.
The real place. Now, we've all been there. We've all been a bit peckish and not had some food. But I can honestly say I've never taken anyone's food.
Has someone ever taken your food on site?
So I have had food taken. So,
and how did that make you feel?
Well, it was not too much of an issue because it was more so that I had a bag of food. So like, I'd been to the shop and bought like a 6-pack of Walker's crisps and like sausage rolls and stuff. And so someone had helped themselves to a pack of crisps and like little bits. So all the food wasn't gone. And most of the time, the people that I work with, I do say, if you want something, just help yourself. Because, you know, it's not nice if you're feeling hungry and someone else is fucking scrolling down and you don't get offered. So I weren't too fussed.
So how would you go about, how does this person make it right?
I think Mark was in the wrong in the first place because he should have put his name on his fucking food.
It does say, I
thought it says there was no name on there.
Didn't have a name on it. Well, you are right there. Good listening there. Keeping me on my toes.
Mark should have put his name on there. But if you bring in a sandwich box and you're putting it in
it's Mark's food.
He shouldn't have to. But if he's going into the fridge, putting his sandwich box in there and other people have got names on them, then the sign's there, put your name on it. So other people know whose it is. And then when you've done it once, like just realise you've done the wrong thing. Like you should have like, so if it was in a sandwich box, you should have like made a sandwich the next day and put it with that and just like a little sorry note or something. And then now that you're making your own sandwiches or whatever and bringing it in, then like you've got over it now. As long as you haven't been found out. But to be fair, where were they eating it?
So they must have like a canteen in the office. So it must have like a spare kitchen space where everyone puts all the stuff, like maybe snacks or whatever. And he's just gone in and maybe put in his pocket.
Because if I'm this Mark and I walk into this canteen, I've checked in the fridge, my food's gone. I'd see this other person with my fucking scram.
Maybe just goes or sneaks off in the toilet, scrams it. What
weird.
What I would do is not mention it. You've done the crime.
Yeah.
There's no point doing the time.
Yeah, there's no point saying anything. Yeah. Well, obviously Mark was already a little bitch about it, crying in the office.
But what I would
to go to Tesco and get another meal deal. Fucking just buy a meal deal in the first place.
And stop bringing in fucking food. Meal deal. Right.
Fucking ready sold crisps.
Yeah. What I would do, you've done the crime, don't do the time. You know. What I would do, though, is say to Mark, fucking hell, son, do you like these donuts? I've brought donuts in.
Yeah.
Give him a donut.
Or, like, mate, I'm going to grab a pint after work. Do you fancy coming for a bed?
Maybe don't want to be that way with Mark. You know, Mark could be a bit of a prick. He was moaning about food, you know what I mean?
But apparently he's the nicest guy in the office.
Wow. Yeah, but maybe they already got out for beers.
Yeah, but just buy the first two rounds if they're going out for beers and that already.
Well, Mark's that nice. He's like buying four back. He's a nice guy.
Yeah, but, you know, just buy like a side of chips and chicken wings and stuff and say,
yeah, Mark, that's for you, son.
I bought these. I'm not even hungry.
Yeah.
Oh, just have them.
Yeah.
You know.
So what we're saying is just get him something back, whatever he will.
Treat Mark to a little Mackey's or something.
And then your soul is cleansed.
Yeah, you'll feel a lot better then. And then, tell Mark stop being a little bitch.
But Mark's a nice guy, though.
Yeah, but he's a fucking soft, you know, ain't he? And try and get on top of your finances. Hopefully it was just something trivial, you know, repairs and Christmas and stuff. That you was a bit short of money. But just try and get on top of that, because we don't want to see you struggling in life and have to start stealing food again.
Yeah.
Because that's what it is, it's theft. So don't do it again.
Yeah. Naughty.
So, on that note, we shall leave you there. Get all your questions in and all that, as usual. Don't forget to download. Always sort of appreciate it. And, on to good things for 2025. So enjoy the rest of your weekend or week whenever you listen to it, and we'll see you next week.
Peace.
Grab your headphones, get ready to groove. Ash and JD will make your mood improve. Banter that's witty, oh so sly. Their chemistry's electric, you can't deny. You can't deny. You can't deny.